to the beginning of the second hour here on the RBN, the Dan Burley Show. And we're with John Gary Peeler and John Alastasis. John, hey, do you have any questions for John Peeler?
Well, I don't know if he had a little advice for me. I've got to go to a state tax audit this 19th, and I was thinking about taking a clown suit to hand to the auditor because it's all orchestrated, and didn't know if he had any suggestions.
Okay, what are you taking to the auditor now?
I didn't hear you.
What did you say you were taking?
I've got an audit for my taxes. I owe $140,000 between the state and the IRS for using up my retirement, and they want it paid back as far as about 50% of it. And the bottom line is this has been an orchestration for, like, since 1995 of a corruptive shutdown of my farm, and I can prove it and hardship and all that, but they just want to put me down there, compartmentalizing me.
Man. I don't know what to tell you because I'm not a tax guy. Gordon, the last guy I knew that was a tax guy was Gordon Call. Remember him?
Right.
He was a posse comitatus, a tax protester, was shot to death in Smithville, Arkansas in 1983. They were able to identify him by parts of some of his teeth that were left after they got hold of him. You know, he went around telling people they shouldn't ought to pay their taxes. But they take taxes very seriously, but, you know,
Of course they do, because this is what funds this stuff.
But does the government need your money, Deanne? No, they have a press. They make it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The main reason they charge you taxes, John, and everybody else in America, is to keep up with where your money comes from, where it goes to, and what you're doing with it.
Right.
Because they sit there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and make it. But the laws are so messed up and so forth. I've listened to some of these speeches that Gordon called and some of these other posse comitatus tax protesters did, and basically the whole tax program is just a big rip-off on the American people. I'm not telling you shouldn't pay your taxes, but I'm saying be careful what you say to these people, and the least you say, the better off you are on this kind of thing, because anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law, sir.
And that's exactly what the problem is. You know, the thing is, they take information, they twist it, and, oh, John, you know all the dirty tricks they know they do to get people.
I'm afraid I do. That's how they, you know, they got Tony Alamo, they got him for taxes and everything else and allegedly running a business and all kind of deals and stuff. You know, that's how they got Al Capone. They claimed he didn't pay taxes and so forth. But I'm saying if they can't get you for anything else and you get on a list, they come at you. Like I told him about Tony Alamo, I investigated this guy to the nth degree. I mean, he was so squeaky clean, I didn't know a person could be that squeaky clean. And I couldn't find he was doing anything wrong but helping people out. I mean, being the, you know, like Mother Teresa or something, the American version. I mean, he was just helping people out around the world and using his money to help people out all over the place. And he would not campaign or promote William Jefferson Bly, also known as William Jefferson Clinton. So they told me if I couldn't arrest him, I had to kill him. And I have never killed a preacher and told him I didn't want to start with him because I couldn't find the guy doing anything wrong. And they wanted this guy so bad, I told them to sick the IRS on him, and that's how they got him.
Well, and this is the thing, too, also. They use all types of equipment on people. If you are, you know, one of their targets, and one of these people that, you know, are whistleblower or problematic to them, they bring people in who happen to be former informants, and that was people that may have cocaine problems or some type of thing. They might have 10, 20 years sitting in front of them. So they use them as tools. They send them in. They hang out with you, become your friend, and get things on you. And then once they get something, it's like bingo. They come back and report to the higher ups, and then they use that as grounds to take you down. Is that not true?
That's totally correct. In fact, the last few cases that I worked on were so messed up and corrupt.
Well, back to break. We'll be right back. Call us 800-313-9443.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Well, we're back, and it's 800-313-9443. We're here with John Peeler and John Alastafis. And the thing is, both Johns, the thing is that the dirty tricks is the thing is bad. Like you said, they print enough money, they keep printing it, they can pull it out, because it's just, bark from trees and pulverize, and they have enough of it just to pull and make paper and make as much money as they want. But, like you were saying, they want to keep track of you with your dollars and keep you under control as part of the slave trade here. And we're all slaves. Doesn't matter what color, race, creed, nationality you are. We're all slaves to this crazy system they have set up. And the bottom line is this. Again, they will send somebody in, and they will disrupt your family. They will get with your family members. They will get with your significant other. They will send agents in to corrupt whatever it is and what needs to be done necessary to shut you down and shut you up or discredit you. Is that not right, John?
That's totally 100% correct, and it's very unfortunate because it's basically against the Constitution and the laws, but they no longer go by the Constitution and the laws that are of this country. But you're exactly right. I was forced to do this, and I wrote letters of apology to some of the blatant cases that I worked on after I tried to get right with God. I wrote letters to Mike Esch, Wilbur Hale, Lane LaRue, and different people that I was forced to frame. Wilbur Hale was the head Finnish priest of Ku Klux Klan. To be a Finnish priest, you have to murder two people in cold blood that they tell you to murder. This guy was not a nice guy. a World War II veteran, but I had to help him manufacture and get the parts for an M16 assault weapon because he didn't really know how to put one together and do it right. So I had to help him get the parts for an M16, put it together, and then go with another federal agent and purchase it from him with money provided for the United States government. And when I paid him $575 for this M16 with three magazines of armor-piercing ammunition, he told me if on the way home I shot and killed two black persons at random, he would give me my money back the next day. You know, he's not a nice person, but I'm saying I apologized to him and asked for a new federal trial for him because I was forced to frame this man for a crime that he did not do. You see what I'm saying? And Bill Buford, one of the leaders of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, one of the main guys involved with Waco, after Waco, he had to go around to the federal agencies and tell them how not to conduct an assault on a compound before he retired, after he got out of the wheelchair from being shot. Before he went to Waco, I told him, just because they say they're a church group, be sure to watch your rear. Guess where he got shot at? Okay.
But let me ask you this. Why do they have to go through all these complicated plots? And I want to ask you another question real quick before you answer that. How much does the agent make? You know, what is their salary to go through all this?
I don't have immunity from prosecution. So I would rather not say that because I don't want to be arrested and put on charges of tax evasion because I made quite a bit of money, to tell you the truth, but I don't want to brag about it because when you make a lot of money, you spend a lot of money, and I don't want to be brought up on tax evasion charges. So I'm sorry, I can't. I'll have to take or drink a fifth on that. And I told my wife I'd slow down on my drinking, too, since I joined the church. So I'm going to have to take the fifth on that, Deanne. But a lot more than you think. I was a GS 15 and had special benefits and so forth. But look it up on your federal pay chart.
Yeah, and anyone can look that up because that's public record.
That's right.
Now the thing is that the whole nonsense is these people have done this stuff to cover up things going all the way back. One level goes as back as far as the Savings and Loan Institution scandal. Now they had all this money that ended up stolen from the savings and loan institutions went to almost like $4 trillion. That's what they could basically record. There was so much money taken illegally out of savings and loan institutions when these banks started failing and collapsing. They could not get it out of the Federal Reserve. So again, that was another reason why they created this scenario of these bank robberies. So, you know, it's like you have to do one crime to cover up another crime to cover up another crime, and you continuously do this. And then while you're doing that,
you have to kill a federal agent because he gets right with God or decides to talk or you're afraid he's going to talk.
Yeah, or he has too much information.
That's exactly right. When a person gets too much information, they become a liability, huh?
Right. So then when you get too much, even talk show hosts, radio talk show hosts, like, for instance, this guy, Ennis, that's on MSNBC. They made the big to-hoot about him making a comment.
Right.
But he was getting ready to open up some information about September 11th.
Yep.
He was also talking about Oklahoma City. He was touching topics that they don't want people to know. So all of a sudden now, you know, he's this, horrendous person. They bring out, some of the black alleged activists in the black community to jump on them. But the thing is, as many terms are being used currently, as many comments have been said on all sides of the plate, black, white, green, polka dot, sensitivity to these things, I understand, you know, again, that was a horrible comment he made. I can understand them suspending him from his job for I don't know how long. But the thing right now is that John's here, both you and John, our staff, is the most important thing right now is we're trying to save this country. We have huge breaches in the Constitution. We have a huge problem in the judicial system. We have a situation where the U.S. Justice Department is currently under investigation because of the situation of not allowing cases, getting rid of U.S. attorneys that may have acted or could have acted in preventing some of this criminal activity that's going on. And I think that, you know, as being an African-American, and I'm talking to the people out there that are black, we need to be on the page to clean up this country and change our focus from this situation of worrying about things right now that do matter, but we need to be on another page. We need to be focusing on what's getting ready to happen, because this country's getting ready to collapse. There's no ifs, ors, or buts about it if we continue to do what we're doing. Is that what you see, John?
That's exactly correct. We have an unpopular war that's happening right now. Oh, the Russians, you know, they fought these different Muslim peoples in Afghanistan and so forth, and they fought for a long time. The CIA funded and helped out in the operations to fight the Afghanis, freedom fighters, fight against the Russians. It wrecked their economy. It wrecked their people. It was their version of Vietnam. And like a friend of mine said, this is another Vietnam without the pretty jungle, you know. And it's worse in some ways because the Viet Cong, Victor Charlie, was pretty sharp. But these guys, I mean, people that helped invent the chess game and mathematics, I mean, these people are pretty, and they just don't give up. And, you know, when you have people that want to be volunteer and wait in line to be suicide bombers and so forth, I mean, I've been with a group of persons in Israel that was blown up by a suicide bomber, and it's a pretty serious thing when a guy runs in there and says, Allahu Akbar, and lets a landmine go off on himself. And then they give him a check from Yasser Arafat, and the check bounces because it's no good to his family. And then the Israelis don't like it when people do this, so they go to his home place and bulldoze it down. So you got people mad on all different sides of the fences and so forth. And the New World Order, as you well know, is manipulating this stuff. I mean, we got Mike Huckabee, who's running for president of the United States. All the time he was governor of Arkansas, he would not talk to me about my son's case. He said, told different persons that I'm the reason he went and got a firearm permit to carry a firearm with him everywhere he went and so forth, and rode on a private airplane instead of riding on public airplanes and so forth because he thought I was with him. And Darrell S. Hedden, the head of State Capitol Security, told him that if I was after him, he would be dead, and he'd be out. Darrell Hedden would be out looking for me. Well, I wouldn't want to kill this man. You know, when I married my current wife, I promised that I would no longer work for the United States government in any capacity. I would join the church, go on a regular basis, and I would not kill anybody unless I really had to. But I'm saying, you know, you must be really squeaky clean, Deanne, that you're able to talk about these issues and so forth and not be dead or in jail or in a cell over a tax evasion charge like our friend they're trying to get
what they do with me is they attack my family. They use it for law enforcement agencies and money. Well, I'm pretty much on to what they do, and they attack back. You know, the same thing. The thing is, it's a military procedure. And the thing is, you know, I haven't done anything, and I'm not going to do anything.
Well, no, but you don't have to do anything. Look at my son, Deanne. My youngest son was the last corporal of the Marine Corps and Eagle Scout, John Christopher Peeler. He's doing life without in prison. He's now number 107832, EA East Arkansas Regional Unit, Post Office Box 180, Brickey, Arkansas, 72320. He's doing life without for murder. There is no body. There's no weapon. There's no blood. There's no hair. There's no forensic evidence. There's no crime scene. I mean, you know, and he's doing life without. But I'm saying, they're going to try to come at you with everything they got because you're trying to put out the truth, and they're going to come after your family. And some of members of my family have actually changed their names, Deanne, over this deal. They take it that serious. And
they parked $5,000 worth of counterfeit money in money orders in my bank. I went to the bank, and you know, John, if somebody if there's anything that has to do with a fiduciary crime, when it deals with currency or money orders or anything, there's a huge investigation, and they go in and they investigate it and they do things to try to bring those people to justice. I investigated myself, John, and I found out where these people were standing in New York City. I had their cell phone number, everything, and I had the police and the bureau interested in investigating. But the police here, the FBI, and the Attorney General, Lisa Madigan, did nothing. Allowed the crime to perpetrate. We'll be back after this break, and we'll be back with John Peeler and John Alistair.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We're back. We're coming back up live here on RBN. Callers 800-313-9443. And we're here with John Gary Peeler, formerly with the FBI, BATF, and also formerly a CIA operative. And we're talking about what happens in these government agencies. We're talking about the things that happen with Oklahoma City, and we're currently talking about the dirty tricks used. In my case, John, both John and John Alistair, again, they have put counterfeit money orders in my bank. They had basically set up a scenario to make it look like something else was going on so that I would have taken the money out so they would and used the money so they could have got me on fraud and conspiracy. I didn't do that because I don't do that. I'm not a thief, and if I see something that doesn't belong to me, I don't take it. Secondly, the next thing they did is to try to do things to my children, you know, make them in the situation of criminals. You know, again, you know, the whole issue is, again, you know, they set people up, send people in, and do what they do, and I do what I do, and then it just keeps going on. But the issue is that other people are affected far worse. There are people still locked up in jail. They cannot get out of jail because they have been set up in such a way that, you know, they cannot see sunlight like your son. There's another gentleman I was trying to look for, Lester Coleman, who was an eyewitness, too, and had information on the Lockerbie, Scotland crash. He worked for the DIA. They parked $50,000 of counterfeit money in his bank, and he's been locked up. Nobody knows where he is because he had pertinent information. And it just goes on and on and on, and it won't stop. Now, John, when they do these things, do they also use electronic devices on people? Do they use anything that would, you know, alter memory or cause people confusion and things like that? Have you heard of those type of devices being used?
Yes, I have, but I don't have immunity from prosecution, so I can't talk a whole lot about dirty tricks that I've been involved in and seen and done.
Oh,
and
no, not,
may God
not,
forgive me and some of the people that I've done it to, but they use every trick in the book, and there's a lot of them that you and the listeners are not aware of. I mean, for example,
high-tech of devices. That's
for example, I drink bottled water, and the reason I drink bottled water is because I know for a fact that radioactive substance can be placed in your water line, Deanne.
Uh-huh.
Radioactive substance. You know, radioactive isotopes. You know, you remember this Russian guy that got it, the one that was talking about Vladimir Putin and different people and so forth? It's one of the best poisons in the world, radioactive substance, and you die of cancer.
Right.
If you start cooking and drinking your water and your goldfish dies and your cat's hair fall out and your parakeet dies, now is it time to buy bottled water, Dad. You
well,
see what
I just
I'm
had
saying?
My parakeet just slip over and die last week.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, there's a sign there.
I'm saying you need to start drinking bottled water and, you know, putting a padlock on your refrigerator and so forth and watching your toothpaste. But, you know, all kind of dirty tricks happen. And anything, the federal agents will stop. And, you know, they met with me and told me if I'd quit talking about some of the dirty deeds I've been involved, dirty deeds done dirt cheap that I've been involved with, that they had let my son go. This is Agent Terry Edwards, United States Secret Service, and different agents, the FBI and BATF, met with me and told me they'd let my son go if I'd quit talking about Oklahoma and Bill and Hillary Clinton and the World Trade Center and these different things. And I quit talking to people like you and so forth for about 6 months, and they didn't let him go. And so now I'm talking again and telling everything I know in the hopes that I might live a little bit longer and put the word out. And see, you're trying to get the word out, which is a good thing. But if you were with the national media, you would be fired from your, you know, Dwayne Graham was with these stations here in Arkansas, these big radio, you know, TV stations in Arkansas. And he kept pursuing my son's case and my case and the involvement I'd been involved in Oklahoma and so forth. And it wasn't the total reason, but it was the main reason he lost all these good jobs he had. Then he tried to run for sheriff, and what happens? They in Arkansas, they, you know, like when Rockefeller became governor of Arkansas, they said the people in many graveyards all consecutively voted for Rockefeller. You know, all these dead people voted for Rockefeller. Most of them in Arkansas in the graveyards voted for him, and he was one of our better governors, by the way. But anyway, I'm glad them graveyard folks voted for him. But anyway, nowadays, what they do, they have computers. And Dwayne Graham knows for a fact, when he run for sheriff here, try to clean it up like Buford Pusser, people would vote for him. When they'd vote for him, it would automatically, the machine would mess up and make a vote for him and a vote for his opponent. Voter fraud.
Yeah. And somebody right now, in fact, a couple lawyers in various states right now working on that issue of voting fraud with these electronic machines because, you know, again, anything that's electronic connected to a computer can be compromised. It can be changed. And then the other thing, too, like you were saying about the computers, they upload porn and they send people in, they're a nuisance. We'll talk more about that when we return on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne, and you can call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're here with John Gary Peeler, and we're talking about the dirty tricks. He can't really talk about it, but I'm going to kind of give three scenarios of things that happen. Say that you are an alcoholic, or say that you're a loner, or say that you, frequent a bar. They watch you for some time. They keep an eye on you to check and see what you do and watch you from afar to develop a pattern. Now, the pattern you set is what you do daily and your habits. They see where you go to the store. They know what you do as far as what you read because you're on the Internet. They have Internet services now that are connected to the government, and they monitor everything you do. So through the computer, they know what you think and basically what you like and what your dislikes are. So anyway, they do and create a profile, and the profile of you is what they use to get you. So from that profile, they use a team of people, analysts or whatever, and they figure out exactly the best way or scenario to put you in a compromising state. Now, they will go to a federal prison, or they might go to somebody that's getting ready to go to a federal prison and offer them an offer that they can't refuse. And what that takes and basically means is instead of you ago and being locked up in jail for 20, 15 years on drug charges or a failure to do this and that and the other. They say, well, we'll make all this go away if you do this one thing for us. And then what it happens to do is maybe compromise a person. Sometimes they have agents that are already set up to do that. They are within the agency, and they will do this for their living. The informants, though, are the ones that they let go out there and do these different things. Some of them are paid. Some of them are not. Some of them even sleep with the people that their targets are to get close to them in order for this thing to happen, this major sting. So a person will be with you. They will watch you. There will be people also planted with your children around the same age so that those kids can be also compromised. And their whole mission is to make sure that they get enough information to bring you down, to stop you from doing whatever it is that they feel is measurable to stopping them from proceeding what they are doing or what they're getting ready to do. They want to stop and block you. So in cases of one story I knew, this one guy went out for a pack of cigarettes, and a woman was sitting there eyeballing him across the street, and next thing he knows, he's in a huge romance with this person. Anyway, that person was an agent to set him up, to get him in a spot so they could knock him out and get him somewhere else. That's just one of the smaller case histories, and they go on. John, how close am I to describing?
You're 100% correct. In fact, you're really too close to the truth of the matter. But the only thing you left out, Deanne, is that usually early in the game, we steal your garbage.
If
we have to take a course in garbology, and if your garbage goes missing, it's a sure sign that you're on a federal list when people start taking your garbage.
Yeah, they take your garbage. That's why they tell people to shred them.
Remember the Unabomber?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Unabomber. His mother, the FBI stole her garbage on a regular basis.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's the reason she realized something was wrong, because people with suits on were stealing her garbage.
Yeah, and they take the garbage back, and again, they got information in there.
Go through it with a fine-tooth comb. But like you said, we try to find out everything there is about you from every source we can, and from everybody that knows you, we try to find out as much as we can and find out what we can use against you. And if you are squeaky clean or whatever, we send someone in, they can deflower you or defrock you or whatever you want to call it, someone that can compromise you in some way, sexually, financially, whatever you're prone to. For example, if I'm no longer with the United States government in any capacity, but if I was, you know, the easiest way from what I know about you and so forth, I'd probably get some financial people to meet with you and try to just pay you off and buy your station off. You know what I'm saying? Just buy whatever station you're on, buy it out from under you, you know? But the deal is, you know, pay you off and get you on some other twerk. You know what I'm saying? Get you involved in something else. Send you on a vacation to the Bahamas and let you die in a boating accident or something. You know, you have some kind of airplane, boat accidents. They're always a lot of fun. But there's all different kind of ways to take people out. And if you can make it look like an accident, I mean, you know, people skiing and hitting trees. I mean, you know, we find out.
I mean, like Sonny Bono.
No comment. We find out what you're into and the best way to take you out. And, you know, if it looks like an accident, it's that much better.
Yeah, and then they do this thing with the reporters. Now, you got these reporters out there. I've talked to them on the other side of Indy, the mainstream press. They get out there, and one guy came on my show about a year ago. He was with one of the, I think it was Washington Post, and he got on my show and said, yeah, there's something wrong with September 11th. I see, you know, it doesn't look like right. This stuff is right. Then maybe a month later, he was gone.
Yep.
Then you have these other reporters that started writing stuff down there in Texas. They saw things that were going on with the influx of these Muslim organizations. They started printing up and writing things about what was going on. Because, see, there's real Muslims, and then there's these phony Muslims that are being paid as operatives and for informants. They have these phony, bogus names. And the thing is that, you know, they are set up for this particular you know, operation. And they even name the operations, and the operations are out there for you to read about. But you don't know what they are because the general public doesn't really look at it.
You're totally right on the spot. You're not. You or John are not suicidal, are you?
No.
Said earlier in your broadcast, a lot of suicides are not really suicides.
Uh-uh.
I mean, if all else fails, you know, Marilyn Monroe, she allegedly committed suicide because she knew too much about the Kennedys. That was before my time, and I was not involved in that operation. But I talked to some of the federal agents that were, and they said they gave her a barbiturate enema is the way they killed her.
Well, it was also funny. She was working on that one movie, and everybody who was in that movie died except for Eli Wallach. In fact, Clark Gable, he died a heart attack right after. Thelma Ritter, she died. The next to last movie. I forgot the name of it. But everybody in that picture died, including some of the producing staff. Died, except for Eli Wallach. And, and then that goes to Dorothy Kilgallen, who was a friend of my dad. You know, she had gotten information directly from Jack Ruby. And Jack Ruby's roommate, he ended up dead. Dorothy Kilgallen's maid, she ended up dead. She was running around New York trying to pass out information of what she had. Nobody would listen to her because what she had was the information of probably who actually assassinated John Kennedy. But again, you know, she went to Bennister, she went to everybody that was on What's My Line. They all ignored her. Because, see, again, folks, you know, most of us out here don't want to believe anything that, you know, our government could be, you know, so corrupt. And we don't want to believe, you know, things that we're being taught right now that everything is a conspiracy. And because of this is why these things happen. Now, the reason I do what I do is this. As John said, and John Alastasis will say, and everybody's been on my broadcast will say, including the two guests I had last week, Major Doug Rocky, who's talking about the men coming back from Iraq missing arms, limbs, everything with shrapnel wounds, and they can't get medical benefits. They get $500 a month and some food stamps and no job, nothing, and they're 100% disabled between the age of 20 going up to 35 years old.
They got a solution for that now, Deanne. They're sending them back to the front lines without their body armor because it's just easier that way.
Yeah, because that way there's no paying. You don't have to pay. They're dead. So the thing is, right now, the reason I do what I do here is to wake you up. Why is this happening? Why is it that John Peeler's sitting here and his son's locked up still? Why is it that the FBI pick him up and talk to him and they don't do anything to investigate September 11th or investigate Oklahoma City or the things that happened to the people down in New Orleans? All those people are suffering right now. All of them. And nobody's doing anything. And then think of the souls of the guys that go out here and do these things and find out that they've been wrongly told things by the government. They've been compromised. And their souls have been almost, I would say, close to breached. Because they didn't know that they were doing. They were representing the government, thinking they were doing the things on behalf of the government, thinking they were doing it right. And the thing is that, you know, this stuff needs to stop. Because the thing is, now we have a whole ballooning outfit going on across the world, not only in the United States, but all over the globe, and it's caused by us because we're not being involved in what our government's putting out. Now, we have a presidential election coming up. I heard from Major Doug Rocky last week that they are sending men over here, and like John was saying, they're sending them back, and they haven't had a situation where they had time to heal or time away from the battlefront, and then they're talking about sending them to Iran right after that. Now, John, you've been in the military, John Peeler. How do you feel about that situation?
I've had friends and relatives that have come back from Afghanistan and Iraq, and they said the war is going very badly, and they wish they were not involved, some of them, but they don't want to go public about it. But the deal is it's going very badly, so the major news media, who gets most of their stuff, the New World Order, the United States government, and the people with put out the news and so forth, you know, if you said one thing that was racially charged or one thing that was a boo-boo, you know, the no-no to say on the news there, they'd be all over you, Deanne, because the deal is you can do good all your life, like this Amos guy helped out boys and girls that were troubled and all
kinds
of things. But the deal is he said this one remark, and all these news media, they instead of reporting on the war and what's really happening in the world, stories around the world and things that are happening in the African countries that are, don't have oil, they're reporting on things like Anna Nicole Smith and this weird, weird, goofy, sensational movie star stories and stuff. I mean, you know, they couldn't get enough of Lacey Peterson and all this kind of thing. The war is going very badly. The news media, you know, Operation Mockingbird is very much in progress. The news media is basically controlled. If you were on a major network or so forth, they'd be wanting to buy your contract out, get rid of you, do whatever it takes to get rid of you because you're trying to tell the truth. Your listeners are trying to understand the truth and what's happening and so forth and are attuned to it. I've had some of your listeners have got in touch with me and said that you're putting out the truth. It's a wonder that you're not dead or in jail for something that you didn't do.
Well, most of them contact me, and I got some very intelligent listeners out there, and they're pretty much protective. And I also, you know, the thing is, the whole thing is this right now in a nutshell. You work federal. I work the not state, but local government in the court system, and also have worked in law firms, and I saw things from inside out working in these corporations. And again, this stuff doesn't have to be this way. I mean, if you do things simple and keep things simple, stupid, this country would be very much what it was supposed to be, a very great country, very powerful, and it would not be a situation of corruption. Right now, John, I'm working on an issue of POWs. There are men, I was so shocked. Somebody came to me, this gentleman, Bob and Bill Dumas, came to me and basically told me on the air through my listeners that there's still POWs out there missing overseas and confident countries going back as far as maybe World War II, Korea War, and Vietnam, and they're used as slave laborers or being used and compromised and experimented on. And I was just so outraged to hear that and know that there's a whole press out there. The press on the other side gets zillions and trillions of dollars from advertising dollars. They don't run the stories that run over here because they're told not to. But the things that I'm putting out and other people here are doing is to try to get people to understand that this is what is our tax dollar is going to. This is what we're allowing to happen because these people are public servants and they're supposed to represent us. I'm talking about the government officials that sit in the Senate and the Congress and the people that sit up there to make these laws. They have no control, it seems, over the government. And we're in I think we're in big trouble. What do you think?
We've been in big trouble for a long time, and look at your friend John is working with you and so forth. I mean, the tax people are coming after him. If you had any kind of large money or donations or anything coming in, the tax man would be after you too, hon. But the deal is, if they come after you with a vengeance, if you're on the list of things to make and things to do, and you've been on the – I've talked to FBI agents. They'd love to put you in prison for something, whether you did it or not. I mean, obviously, you have the FBI or some of your major listeners. You know, I told them they ought to start sending you some money, being they enjoy your program so much.
Oh, that's funny. John, what do you think about this, what John Gary Peeler said?
Well, it's just the truth is what it is. And, you know, what kind of bugs me is, you know, I always had that thought in the back of my head. I had a 500-acre farm here, and they never offered to buy me out. They just want to steal it from me, and that's irritating as heck. And, you know, I've got children that I want to farm it, and so I'm trying to hang on to it. But, boy, it's sure a battle. Can you hear me?
Yeah. It's very unfortunate, and I'm saying be very careful with what you say. And if you don't have a lawyer, you need to try to get a friend or someone that knows the law. I don't know how well you know the law, but let me tell you, they're going to come after you with a bit. If you own anything and your own talk shows and so forth, sure, they're going to try to find your Achilles heel and come after you in any way they can come after you. And like I was saying earlier, if Deanne said one word that was racial or ethnically charged, or if you did, John, I mean, you'd be in the national news the next day over it. because the major media would be jumping all over it. This Amos guy did all kind of good things, but he made this statement, and like you said, he was about to get into some serious investigations, and obviously some people didn't want him into serious investigations. And you and John have been in serious investigations all along. I mean, I'll say a prayer for your buddy John, because, you know, he's going to need all the help he can get when he goes in there talking to the tax man. They're trying to take everything he owns and take his children's inheritance away from her, from him, because they can do that. Like they said in Germany, Adolf Hitler had gun control. He wanted to take the guns away from people. He wanted to get people for different reasons. He came against the gypsies. He came against the Jews. He came against different people. And like they said, they came against them, and I did nothing. So finally, they came and got me. And basically, I can relate well with that, and I know you and your family can too, and so can John. Obviously, they're coming after people. When people try to stand up and try to do what's right and try to tell the truth, they come after them.
Well, you know, and the thing, it helps, too. It's like I said, I got some listeners. They're great. They call in. They check on me. We'll talk more when we come back on RBN. And callers, 800-313-443. I want to hear from you. Let's talk about this. We'll be back at this break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to decide?
CN, Vibe, and RBN. Folks, please give us a call at 800-313-9443. And also, if you want to call me during the week, you can reach me at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. We're talking about the real factors here of what is going on. I want to go to the other thing they use, too. And I know, John, you can't talk directly about what you were doing, but I'm just talking that this stuff exists. They can take EMF and EMP waves and use it direct through a device to your car or wherever you might be, and use a frequency noise to disturb you or disrupt what you're doing. Do you know anything about these devices they use, the sound wave devices to disrupt people?
Technology has come a long way. And one of the things that was astounding me that some science and technology guys were talking about the other day with me was, I have a few people that will still talk to me, was the, you know, they have a magnetic tattoo that can be read by a magnetic reader that they can put on a person. Now, have you heard of that one?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. You know how they, RFID, radio frequency control devices and so forth. They have a metallic substance that they can put in a tiny micro dot tattoo, and they can put a tattoo on your body that can be read from a reader from 4 to 6 foot away. And this thing is nearly, they've got it down to a science now, and they claim they invented this for some of the Green Berets and so forth in Iraq and Afghanistan, that they can put it on their head, their arms and legs, and if their parts get blown apart, they can all, you know, put them in the same box to bury them or whatever, or try to put the arm back on the right guy that it came off of or whatever, because that's what they claim they invented this for. But you know what it is invented for? The mark of the beast. They've got a new mark of the beast type technique they can use that's cheaper and easier that they can put on the sheep.
So in other words, everybody's being tagged.
Well, I'm saying they haven't done it to everyone. They're talking about this year coming out with a, you know, like the our Federal Reserve notes. If you look at put a 5, 10, 20, 100 under a black light, and watch that little string and it fluoresce. It's low-level radioactive material. When I was undercover for the United States Secret Service, they have devices that they can go to an airport, and they can tell how much money, how much Federal Reserve, not money because it's not money, they can tell how much Federal Reserve notes you got in your pocket, basically, by the signature that it sends off. And a satellite in space, you can put $500 bills on a counter, and if you don't put lead over the top of them, a satellite in space can tell within 10 to 20 foot on planet Earth of where they're located at. But
I heard, too, down in, I think it's Colorado, they passed the law, too, if you renew your driver's license now, they're talking about putting a chip under your skin.
They're talking about all this stuff on a national and international IDs. To my knowledge, they haven't done it anywhere yet, but these different states and different municipalities are coming up with it, and there have been some test cases where people have volunteered and have microchips implanted in them that are a combination of all their ID and that they can use for a credit card. There are some cases where people volunteered to do this, but I'm saying I don't think it's a good idea. Because once the control happens, it can go overboard and be misused.
Indeed. We're going to break again, and we'll be back here at RBN. Call me at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up.
With recent